And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I am doing fine. How are you, Rabbi?
I am doing good. Thank God. Baruch Hashem.
Good. So, Parshat HaShavua.
Parshat HaShavua, which is the portion of the week, which is Ekev. And very interesting in Ekev, because this week's Torah portion, we read the second paragraph of Shema.
Yeah.
The question is really asked is, excuse me, who is more important, the Jew or the Jewish people? Is it the Reb Yisrael or is it Am Yisrael? Now, we've seen last week's Torah portion, read the first chapter of Shema, and this week we're going to read the second chapter. Now, yes, there are many similarities between the two, because in fact, certain sentences in the first part of Shema, the second part of Shema, are virtually identical. So why would the Torah, which is normally so
precise
and meticulous in what it writes, and it doesn't repeat itself, be so repetitive? Now, if one examines the text closely, there is a significant distinction between the two chapters that come out to light right away. Because the first chapter is in the singular, speaking to a singular form, and the second is in the plural. And it says, you know, teach Torah to your son in the first part. And in the second part of Shema, it says, teach Torah to your children.
Yeah.
Put tefillin on your hand in the first part, and on your hands in the second. So, we still have the question is, but why do we need both of them? Why not use one or the other? You know, we can use a paragraph for each expression. We don't have to necessarily use two separate paragraphs or use a line to explain each concept. But why do we need a separate paragraph for each one? And the answer is that God speaks to the individual, but God also speaks to the community. He addresses the Jew, and amazingly, not only is he addressing the Jew, but he also addresses the Jewish people. Because the first paragraph of the Shema teaches us that each and every single individual is important, even critical. And God addresses every individual personally. In other words, each person, you and I, are addressed by God separately. The second paragraph reminds us that there is also a sum of all the parts, that together individuals make up a community, and communities too are very important. Now, in some ways, we can acknowledge that the supremacy of the individual in others, community is supreme. In other words, they really, really go hand in hand. But yes, there is really a tension at play here, because you see the Talmud, the Gemara, talks about and captures these seemingly conflicting notions when it examines why humankind was created differently from the animal kingdom. And it's described in the first chapter of Bereshit of Genesis that animals were created in herds, but only one man and one woman were created initially, Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Now, says the Talmud, says the Gemara, that this is to teach us that, number one, it was worthwhile for God to create the world for but a single individual, even if he was creating it for one person. And number two, that no human being could boast that his or her degree or whatever they have, pedigree, is better than anyone else's. We all come from Adam and Eve, so we're no better than the other person, and the other person is no better than I am. So we see from this that from the very same event, the Torah is teaching us a very important lesson. On one hand, the individual human being is king, while on the other hand, if you think about it, humanity reigns. And we find this very, very interesting paradox in halakha, in the Torah law, because it brings down that if someone is captured by a gang or by people and they want a big ransom, so on one hand, the Torah law rules that we ought not to pay exorbitant ransom monies for an individual. Why? Because this is to avoid rewarding and encouraging hostage taking. So as to safeguard the community as a whole, we may save this one individual, but in doing so, we increase the danger to the community. So one hand says that in order to save the community, in order to save this one individual, we should be able to. On the other hand, the Torah law rules that should a dangerous enemy demand that Jewish leaders hand over to them a particular individual, otherwise they're going to attack the entire community, it is not permitted to sacrifice even one individual for the sake of the community. So, on one hand, we say that you're allowed to go and pay ransom for someone if it's going to be able to be saving the community. And on the other hand, if he's already captured. And on the other hand, if the entire community is in jeopardy because they say you need to hand us over that person or else we're going to come in and kill people, then you're not allowed it. So we need both sections of the Shema and the Torah, because both are very important, the individual and the community. So the question is, why talk about that? Why do I focus on that? Big deal. So we understand there's the community, there's the Jew. Very nice. Two individuals, two separate people. The reason why I think it's so important and why I decided that it's something that should be rarely talked about is because in approximately 5 weeks or so, we're going to bring in the New Year. We're going to bring in Rosh Hashanah. And the ongoing tension between the single and plural will manifest itself very blatantly. You have people, for example, say, well, why must we pay to pray? Some will demand. They will decry, the shameless commercialism of organized religion. And yes, the shul, the synagogue, the temple should have a heart. And our houses of prayer should not be allowed to become materialistic, and that they should be only worried about money. Why? Because maybe we're going to lose the young people, the poor. But at the same time, the individuals need to be sympathetic to the hard facts of the congregational life, that we cannot take for granted or take advantage of our established and costly to maintain buildings and infrastructures. So the tensions are sometimes tangible as we struggle to balance these two seemingly exclusive imperatives of Jewish life. Now, the same way that the community must be sensitive, the shuls, the synagogues, the centers have to be welcoming and embracing of every individual who seeks to belong. Even though that person may not be able to afford it, does not mean that the community as a whole should not embrace that individual.
And help him.
And help him. So therefore, we have to remember when we're refining both the chapters of Shema, that we can look forward to how we as Jews can be a healthy nation, as well as how we can be and become a wholesome Jewish community. So both of them aren't repetitive things. They're not, they're two separate individual things that come together. They're most important. They can't be one without the other. You can't have the Jew without the community. You can't have the community without the Jew. And that's something that we can learn that's so important. That's why the Torah deems it necessary to repeat the same concept of the first Shema and the second Shema to teach us a very, very important lesson. And I think that is something that we should think about, take to heart, especially before leading up now to the Rosh Hashanah, to the holiday, New Year of the Jewish people.
Yeah, that's interesting. And Rabbi, what about services at Shari Tzedek?
Services at Shari Tzedek is Friday evening, 7:15, and Shabbat morning, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, as well as Sunday morning, 8:15 after Shara Shemaim, followed by breakfast. We have service Sunday morning, as well as Monday and Thursday. We have service in the parish house adjacent to the JCC, as well as the annual Shara Tzedek barbecue, which is open to the whole entire community, which has been going already for the last 4 years. We're going to be having it on August 26th, on the Sunday, August 26th at 4:30. It's open to the whole community. It's a time to sort of wind down the summer and start getting ready for the new year, Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
So that's everyone's invited to.
That's great, and we'll remind the listeners next Boker Tov show, so they will remember.
Yep.
And I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Thank you. Have a great week, a peaceful week, and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.